Stressing about big life events, it's pretty normal. I'm sure you felt the panic and the pressure of deadlines for work projects or public speaking, or when everything in life somehow happens at once. But why do some people excel and others buckle under that sort of pressure? My next guest says it's all about your mindset. And in fact, thinking about stress differently can actually impact your well-being and productivity. Love to hear if you've clocked it as well, or if you've got a particular experience with how you have managed stress. What do you do to stay in control when you're under pressure? And has stress ever worked as a positive thing for you? Dr. Jacob Keach is an expert in stress management and a lecturer of psychology at Griffith University. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Jacinta.
Were you stressed about coming on the show today?
Oh, of course, a little bit. You know, this is a different kind of media appearance, and something a little bit new. And I think in those kinds of situations, of course, we feel a little bit of, you know, a little bit of nerves, a little bit of stress. But also, I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, I'm really glad you finished with that. Newness is one thing. If we're going into sort of uncharted an environment or something happening, we stress. Why else do we stress?
Well, essentially, you know, stress is something that our body experiences, and it's something that has evolved in humans and of course in other species as well, as a way of helping us to adapt to our environment. So a range of different things that we encounter as we navigate the world, as we work, as we do all of the things that are expected of us, might result in us feeling a little bit of stress. And so it could be demands at work. It could be, new situations. It could be juggling the balance of work with life, with study, and a whole range of different things like that that can cause us to feel stressed.
We're saying stressed. Is there an easily definable way that we know what is stress?
Yeah, really good question. So I think we tend to differentiate between stressors or sources of stress or demands as the things that are in the environment that might be a source of stress. And of course, different people potentially experience them differently, and it might have a different effect on different people. And so generally, the way that we would define stress itself is that when we perceive that the demands and the challenges in our environment outweigh our resources and our ability to cope, that tends to result in a stress response, which is the kind of experience that I think most of us would be familiar with, where we might feel tense, we might feel worried, experience some negative emotions, and so on.
So when we think about that, obviously you sort of look around yourself and you can see some people deal with pressure and stress and all the factors that perhaps contribute to us feeling that way much better than others. Is it a personality type? What contributes to dealing with it well?
Yeah, I think it's a whole range of different things. You know, I think by nature of the environment that each of us live in, we have different availability of resources to be able to cope with stress. We've got different levels of support. We've got different past experiences and past experiences navigating challenging situations. So I think that all certainly plays into our ability to cope. Also, personality factors can potentially play a role as well. Some people find it easier to regulate their behavior and the way that they cope. They might have better self-control. They might be more extroverted and more willing to turn to other people for support, for example. But it could also be about their mindset and their beliefs about stress as well.
So this is the money shot for you today, Dr. Jacob Keach, talking about mindset. What is it when you say mindset and stress?
Yeah. So I guess, first of all, what I would say is I think when it comes to stress and stress management, always the best approach is going to be to try to remove the sources of stress and reduce or optimize the demands that we have in our life. So stress, when it is repeated and when it's chronic, when it happens again and again over time, or when we're exposed to a lot of it over time, there's no secret there that it does have likely health consequences. And we do need to watch that and be careful of that. However, some research has started to show, and there was one study that had looked at this when I started studying this back in 2014, is that our beliefs about stress and whether we actually consider that stress can have both positive and negative consequences has an impact on our behaviour and also on our well-being and performance when we're under stress. And so that is kind of, you know, recognising that based on how stress is commonly spoken about, people on average tend to have the belief that stress is negative. And of course, it does have negative consequences. But the research would also suggest that stress can have positive consequences. As I mentioned before, stress is something that has evolved in humans to help us to adapt to our environment. It helps the body to mobilize resources. It could be increased alertness to solve a challenging problem or to get on with a task or to come up with novel solutions, for example. So that is true about the nature of stress. It can have both of these consequences. And so when we say stress mindset, what we're talking about is our beliefs about stress. Do we believe that stress is strictly negative, or do we believe that stress can also have positive consequences for our health and well-being, for our learning and growth, and for our performance and productivity?
We're going to talk about how exactly we might do that in a moment, but we've got a model student who's texted through, Jacob, that I'm sure you'll be very pleased to hear about. This text here: I've had and still have a lot of stress in my life, and at 67 with a few stress-related health issues, I finally come to a point where I just say, let them. And along with being quite a strong person with a good sense of humour, this seems to help. We do need to find our own ways to tackle and to, you know, moderate the experience that we have with stress. But you've developed something really interesting. It's a stress mindset intervention. How does it work?
Yeah, so the intervention that I developed looks at, it's essentially a formal way of helping people to change their beliefs about stress. So it's a 15-minute online program where we provide people with information about the balanced nature of stress and the consequences it has on us. So we're certainly clear about the potential negative consequences, but we also highlight some of the potential positive consequences that stress can have, and we give a range of examples of how that might look. And we then encourage the people doing the intervention to think about how the stress in their life currently may have some positive consequences, effectively just getting them to recognize that. And we take them through a mental imagery exercise where they visualize and imagine those positive consequences in relation to the stress in their life. And then they write down what they've come up with. And the idea is it's getting them to think about, in a way that's tangible for them, any potential positive consequences and potentially things that they could do to experience those positive consequences. And so if I was to give you an example, so somebody might be thinking about, you know, a particularly challenging work situation that they're trying to resolve. And if they were to then think about some of the potential positives that could come from that, so it may be around the growth and the increase in ability and greater ability to tackle complex challenges next time that they might develop out of, you know, dedicating some additional resources to getting through that. And then they can also reflect potentially on any action that they could take to do so.
Is the reframing sort of also how we kind of do it with nerves sometimes, where it's like, I'm really nervous, I'm going to change the way I think about that and reframe that feeling as excitement?
Yeah, there it certainly is along those lines. I think there's some subtle differences in the way that it has been implemented, but there's some great research that's been done in that space around reframing anxiety as excitement over the years. And particularly the researchers that have looked at that argued that it's potentially easier to reframe, I guess, a high arousal kind of emotion such as stress or anxiety with another high arousal emotion such as excitement. And so there's been some really positive effects of those kinds of procedures as well.
So we can dip in and get some help with that intervention, or can we build them in our own lives?
So as in, the intervention is something that is that's openly available. So if anyone would like to access and read more about the work that I've been doing, you can read more about that on my website, which is the Stress Health and Behaviour Lab at Griffith University website. So it's stresshealthbehaviour.com. But in terms of implementing it in your own life, so As I mentioned, the intervention is just a formal procedure for helping people to change their beliefs. But our beliefs can change by nature of the things that we encounter, or we can make a conscious effort to change our beliefs. And so when the research suggests that holding this view about stress and considering both the positive and negative consequences is beneficial, people can start to reflect on stress in their own life and can start to think about, you know, have there been times in my life where I've experienced stress and it's resulted in positive consequences? And also think about that in the context of current stress as well. So are there potentially some positive consequences that might come out of a particularly challenging time that might be happening at the moment? And are there any steps that I can take to attain them?
It's really very interesting. And in some way, whilst it seems obvious, it's a real paradigm shift that I think will work for so many people. Dr. Jaipa Keach, thank you so much for joining us. He's an expert in stress management and a lecturer in psychology at Griffith University.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.